Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Arnie Portocarrero. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs takes first base on ball four. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobs. The throw from White and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobs scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Limmer. The throw from White and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field. Renna picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Renna. Mealy moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mealy scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Al Simon now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatton scores. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Sima fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Goodman scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. Jensen moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-2 in the game. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Limmer hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Renna. White reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-1 in the game. Renna strikes out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing right field. Sam Mealy now playing left field. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Al Sima. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Oster now pitching. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-3 in the game. Aganez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jacobs. Aganez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth fires to second and picks off Aganez for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-2 in the game. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman bunts in front of the plate. Astroth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sullivan moves to second. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan throws to second for 1, and Jacobs throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sullivan scores. Olson moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Oster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oster for the out. 2 outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a line drive into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Renna, who is chasing the ball. Hatton reaches third base with a triple. Mealy goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hatton scores. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.